Bonsoir, garçon. It's good to hear you. How you doing? Oh, come on. Is that any way to speak to me? Bad boy. Try again. Much better. See, doesn't it feel better to address your mistress in a more respectful manner? So how are you, really? I know it's only been a couple of days, but I know the hands-off order can be quite difficult. Oh, my poor baby. Has it really been that difficult? Just for a couple of days? After all, can't have you playing with yourself, wasting all that lovely, lovely cum while I am here and you are there. No, I'm nearly done. And beautiful as Paris is, I am ready to leave. Because I want a piece of you. Just the thought that you're at home waiting for me, begging, needing, pleading, yearning to touch your cock. And you can't. Not until I get back home. Oh, I can barely describe how good that makes me feel. And I'm so proud of you, too. Because you haven't cheated, have you? Good boy. I knew you wouldn't. So you haven't once touched your cock, You haven't once maybe given yourself a couple of cheeky little strokes, knowing that I'm not there to reprimand you. Oh, you're so good. Such a good boy. In that case, your reward will be all the better. I'm coming home tomorrow, did you know? Yes, we're finishing a day early, so I thought I'd let you know. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There is stroking to be had soon. No touching, no stroking, no coming. It's been a difficult couple of days, but it'll all be worth it, especially tomorrow when I get home and finally get my hands on you. Well worth the wait. Would you like to know what I plan to do to you? Well, you'll prepare for me. You'll wash, you'll shave, you'll spritz, you'll clip and buff and scrub until your entire body is perfect for me, just the way I like it. And then you'll be waiting for me. When I come home, I want to find you at the door, on your knees, waiting for me. Position number 5, if you would. On your knees, widespread, fingers laced behind your head, tilted slightly back over your heels. Because I want to see your cock. And I expect you to be hard for me. Oh yes, you will be hard when I arrive, ready to greet me with a bob of your head and a bob of your cock. And as I come in and shut the door, I will drop my bags and greet you. Well, I'll greet your cock. I will greet your cock with the toe of my shoe, rubbing it gently over the shaft, up and down once more. and maybe one more time, up and down, before playing with your balls. Because they'll be so heavy by then, won't they? So full, so ready to erupt. But your cum. I have uses for it. So it will stay there until I'm ready. You will then follow me into the living room. You'll follow on your hands and knees, of course. And your cock free beneath you, desperate to be touched, ball swinging. Just thinking of it. You don't mind if I touch myself, do you? Oh, baby. Oh, if you only knew how wet I am. Just thinking about what I'm going to do to you and that cock. And then, in the living room, you'll reassume position 5 and I will inspect you. Very important. I trust you, of course I do, and I know that you know far better than to skimp on any of your preparations, but it's been a couple of days since I saw you last. I need to reacquaint myself with your body. Learn the lines, the planes, the sweet spots. And then I will sit on the sofa. I will pull off my panties and I'll give them to you. You will place them in your mouth and watch as I play with myself. A little like I'm doing now, but just to tease. Because I won't be coming straight away, oh no. I plan to tease you as much as I plan to tease myself, because when I finally let you come, I know your moans of pleasure will be perfect and will do everything I need to tip over the edge. Oh. And you'll watch. You'll watch me tease my clit. You'll watch me slide 2 fingers inside and bring myself to the edge. And then I will use those wet, slick fingers to lubricate my grip as I grab your cock. Just thinking about it is magical, isn't it, pet? I know it is. I can hear the change in your breathing, even down this phone line. Imagine it. After so many days. Garçon. Imagine me with my hand around your cock, slowly stroking up and down and up and down. Oh, and I know you like that sort of attention so much, and I know after so many days without touching, there will be plenty of pre-cum. And it tastes so good. Maybe I'll treat myself to a little taste. Just running the tip of my tongue around the head of your cock. I bet you taste amazing. But no, you won't be coming in my mouth. No. You're going to come on my hand. That's right, darling. While I slip the fingers of one hand deep into my pussy, I will use the other hand to stroke you in time to my fingers, and I will get faster and harder and faster and harder. And you will wait. Oh my God, you'll wait. You'll wait until I tell you you can come. You'll wait with my panties wadded up in your mouth, your eyes hot on mine. You will not come until I tell you. Fuck! No. But it won't be straight away, will it, Pet? Oh, no, 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 no. Just as I've pulled back now, just as I've made myself wait, you will too. What? Just because I said you couldn't touch while I was away, and I've explained to you how I'm going to touch you when I'm back, doesn't mean I'm going to let you come, does it?